This episode is brought to you by Habit Aware. My Keen 2 brings awareness to my trichotillomania by giving my wrist a gentle hug or vibration when I'm doing the scanning behavior. Bring awareness into your life by visiting barbaralally.com/habitaware and use code LALLYLOVE for 10% off. Hi, welcome to another episode of Trick Talks. Today I will not be reading from my book, The Trickster Diaries. Instead, I'm going to share 5 different fun memories in celebration of the fact that my book was published 5 years ago today. 5 years ago, it feels like a blink of an eye, but at the same time, it feels like I was a completely different person back then because I was. Let's jump right in and talk about The Trickster Diaries. But before we do that, actually, let me back all the way up. I just want to say thank you so, so much to everyone who has read The Trickster Diaries, who has shared it, written reviews, brought it to places like Starbucks or Free Little Library so that other people can read it. I mean, the way that this book was received by the community and even by strangers, friends, and family, I have been living off that high since. It has been such an honor. I'm so grateful to everybody who has read my story, given my story more life. Little Barbara and teenage Barbara and young adult Barbara living in your heads. You're getting to see her thoughts. That's just the coolest thing in the entire world. I cannot say thank you enough. I know I'm like, you're probably like, let's go. But honestly, thank you so much. Because of you, we have the podcast. We have my life. The way that my life is going is because of you, your love, your support. Jeez, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. All because I felt a little braver one day and said, you know what? Let's share this thing. But it's because of you. Because of you. Because of you. Because of you. Thank you so much. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you so much. So, if you've read the book already, you probably know. And if you've been listening to this, you probably know. But I started an anonymous Instagram account December 1st, 2018. From that moment on, we were sharing experiences, we were typing things. And I just want to share the first fun fact, I guess, about The Trickster Diaries is I would love to share how long it actually took for me to write the book. It took me 1 year and 7 months. Yep, 1 year and 7 months. And don't be like one of those trolls that's like, I can tell, girl, boy, don't be like that. No, but it took me 1 year and 7 months. And wow, I look back on that time. And I feel like I was possessed, honest to God. I feel like I was possessed because I was a teacher at the time and any free time that I had, weekends, breaks, I mean, even if I didn't have any lesson plans to write, I mean, I was writing this book for hours and hours and hours a day. I don't know how I did it. I think back and I'm like, could I do that today? No, I'm exhausted just thinking about it. I can't believe I actually did that. And at the time I was 27 and a half. A little girl, still a little girl. That's when I first started the Instagram account. I was 27 and a half. And then, of course, 19 months later, the book came out. But, wow, that was a really, really emotionally intense, but in the best way possible. I mean, I cried probably more than ever that year just because going through all of those emotions, again, putting them down on paper was really, really tough emotionally, but also very, very healing. So I don't regret it at all. But I think, oh my gosh, like I said, I felt like I was possessed. I feel like somebody else, like something overcame me. And I'm typing my fingers a mile a minute, just like hours and hours and hours. And I remember, especially on breaks, I'd be home and I'd wake up, eat breakfast, and I would literally be typing for like 8 hours. It'd be a whole shift because it was so, it just happened. I had to get it out. I had to get it out. So yeah, that was intense. I can't, like I said, I do have plans to publish another volume of The Trickster Diaries as life goes on. And yeah, I think back, I'm like, oh my gosh, the thought of doing what I did today exhausts me. It exhausts me. But of course, I will do it. And I have things in place. Don't you worry. I remember the moment where I felt like, okay, I'm done. And that was a really cool feeling too, because the whole year and 7 months, I was just like getting it out. I'm like this. And I have vivid memories of like being in the shower and jumping out and like typing down this memory, because once you start sharing your experience, you realize that so many memories are coming up that you have suppressed, trying to be like a little kid, you know, trying to be normal and not hold on to things and put on a brave face and be like, everything's fine. Like that meme with the fire going around and it's like, no, everything's good. That's how it was. But once you start to share your experiences, you realize how many that you had. And wow, I had so many. So yeah, it was a great day when I typed that last chapter. And I'm like, oh, that's just it. And then from that moment on, it's been trichotillomania awareness for life. And I can't believe I'm where I'm at now. This beautiful life that I'm living, very trichotillomania focused, but in the best way possible. The second thing I'd like to share, a fun fact about the Trickster Diaries, is because of how healing and special the Trickster Diaries made me feel, in the sense of like, wow, I can literally do anything. This is my deepest, darkest secret. Here, world, read it. I almost immediately started working on my Trickster Diaries, the guided journal version. And I think that's really cool because, you know, like I said, the possession part of feeling like, wow, this needs to get out of me. Like, I need this. I had that same sort of feeling, but with my Trickster Diaries, where I'm like, wait, this needs to be part of it. And almost instant, I was calling my friend who has like the best artistic eye ever. And I was like, do you like this idea? And then she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, great. And then that's how we started with my Trickster Diaries, going back through the Trickster Diaries and saying, okay, like, what prompts could I write here? And yeah, and I think it was really cool because I know this is supposed to be focused on the Trickster Diaries. Yes. But if the Trickster Diaries didn't exist, then my Trickster Diaries would not have existed either. And so I thought it was just like interesting to share that right after I gave birth to the Trickster Diaries, I was pregnant with my Trickster Diaries. Get ready. What a weird thing to say. But that is how it kind of felt, because I was like, wow, okay, I love this book. I got it tattooed on me. And I'm ready to give a version to people that they can fill out in hopes that maybe they'd write their own book. I would love more people to share their stories. That's why I interview them on this show. So the next thing that I would like to share, the third thing, is that some poems in the Trickster Diaries didn't actually make it, but they made it in my poetry book, Vicissitudes. So when I was writing this book, I was also writing poetry, and it was really kind of, I mean, it was the first time I ever thought I would write a book. So that was the first weird feeling, was like, am I even like qualified to do this? You know, like, should I even be doing this? And then I'm writing poetry and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a creative outlet that I've never have taken seriously before. Like, no one's ever been like, you're a great poet. I mean, I never really even tried. So I remember writing my first poem for the book, sharing it with my friend. They loved it. And then sharing it with Instagram. They loved it. And it kind of spiraled from there of, I'm going to continue to share some of these thoughts, ideas, feelings in poem form to kind of break up the chapters of the book. It was important for me to have those different elements. So if one of the chapters was lighter, maybe I was like having fun, making fun of myself or the situation, then the poem would be a little more emotional. And I was able to capture multiple feelings that way during the same time period. So I thought that was really cool. And yeah, there were some that weren't necessarily trichotillomania focused, but did speak on, you know, my relationship with my now husband, and how like safe and comfortable I felt with him. And I thought, okay, well, I have some really good ones with him that are trichotillomania focused. Like, I'm just gonna scrap these. And I didn't publish Vicissitudes until 2023. So 3 years later. So those poems just sat and they lived in my document with all of the Trickster Diaries stuff. And yeah, it was cool to then say, okay, I'm gonna express myself again in a creative way with an entire poetry book, mostly about like love and just experiencing life without trichotillomania. And I was like, wow, I can't believe that I'm actually now using these poems from back then in this book. So I thought that was cool. I like when stuff like that happens. Did you know HabitAware also offers virtual peer coaching? This one-to-one peer-based program will coach you through shifting mindset, practicing healthy strategies, and creating your personal roadmap to recovery. To work with me, Ellen, or Anila, head over to habitaware.com/coaching today. The fourth thing I would like to share is that my book, The Trickster Diaries, was used in an anthropology display, a window display. I have many hats, and some of them are anthropology. So I love anthropology, and I loved working there, and it was great. It was great for many reasons, but one of the fun reasons was that because I was so open about my experience, I was given a lot of actually wonderful opportunities by working at that store. One of my coworkers, I said, hey, you know, I have trichotillomania. Oh yeah, I've heard of that. Oh, we actually learned about that at my college. Let me talk to my professor, see if you can come in and share with the students. And I did. I went to Palm Beach Atlantic University and shared my experience. What? That was so cool. That was fantastic. And then there was a prompt from the district team, the display team, I should say, that said, hey, you know, if anyone has books that they want to donate, we're going to need books for this fall display in the window. And I turn and I go, hey, can I bring in my book? And they were like, yeah, but you know, we're going to like rip it up and like destroy it. Like, is that okay? And I'm like, well, yeah, can I bring my book in? And they go, yeah. So I bring my book in, and it was so fun because I was actually able to cut out the pages of my book. I was able to work on the display because it was my, you know, my book was involved. And that was really fun. I was able to make videos. And like, anytime anyone walked by, when it was in the front window, like, there's my wreath, there's my name, it was really, really, really fantastic. I couldn't believe I was able to do that. And the best part is that I have that tree. It was a tree. So I have it in my office. If you look at my videos, you'll see, especially now in my new office, you'll see that I have this like wooden cutout, like half of a tree. That is the tree that was in the anthropology. How cool is that? So that was awesome. I just think that's so cool. The fifth and final thing that I would like to share about the Trickster Diaries book is one of the coolest moments that I think I've ever had since the book has been published. So my husband's friend one day was watching TV with his sister, and his sister starts to kind of play with and pull at her hair. And because I am now so open, and at the time that this happened, I was open, I had the book out and everything, he knew about trichotillomania because my husband is his friend. And so he started to consume the content and understand and really have, now his eyes were not necessarily looking for the behavior, but they were able to spot the behavior. And so he turns to his sister and he's like, hey, like, you know, my buddy has a wife. I was a girlfriend at the time. My buddy's girlfriend wrote this book about hair pulling. I think you should read it. And she goes, okay, what's it called? So he says, it's called The Trickster Diaries by Barbara Lally. And she goes, I already read that. And then because she knows my husband, she goes, wait, that's the Dan that she talks about? And I thought, oh my gosh, like, how freaking funny is that? She's like, wait, that's Dan? That's the Dan that she talks about in the book? Yes, it is. And it was so cool. And I actually was able to meet her in real life. And that was just an amazing experience because, you know, you really never know. They're not going to say, oh, by the way, I pull out my hair. So you really don't know until someone else shares and then you feel comfortable to share. And so I just thought it was the coolest thing ever that somebody in my close circle knew somebody with a disorder. They had already read the book, which was so sick and so awesome to me. And it was really just this like beautiful, amazing, like spirally moment, all because I felt a little braver that day. So again, I just want to share just how grateful I feel with the way that this has been received. I never intended on being an author. or a poet or a writer in general. I never thought that I would share this, and the fact that I have, and everyone has been so nice about it and have really, you know, not only have they read my story, they've shared theirs with me. I'll never take that for granted. That is something I'll cherish forever. So here's to 5 years and forever and ever and ever. So proud of this book. I love it so much. And thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all your support, your love. And I couldn't do it without you. I really couldn't do it without you. I hope you have a great day. See you next time.